This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We still have, people are getting fired all over TV, radio. What's happening? Am I going to get fired? We'll talk about that. Probably, right, Chris? We'll talk about Democrats running on abortion. Why did that go so poorly for them? It didn't work. Why? We'll talk about that. Make fun of the Paul Pelosi stuff. I have a bunch of emails I want to get to. Lots of stuff. But first, I need to offend some more people, and then we'll get to the emails and all these other stories. This ad that I'm about to play for you, it's been running in Georgia. People are irate that this ad has been running in Georgia, and I find that to be really fascinating. I'm not going to interrupt it this time. I might interrupt it next time, but this time I'm not going to interrupt it. I'm going to let it play. It's a 30-second ad. This is what has been playing in Georgia.
When did racism against white people become okay? Joe Biden put white people last in line for COVID relief funds. Kamala Harris said disaster aid should go to non-white citizens first. Liberal politicians block access to medicine based on skin color. Progressive corporations, airlines, universities, all openly discriminate against white Americans. Racism is always wrong. The left's anti-white bigotry must stop. We are all entitled to equal treatment under law. America First Legal paid for this ad.
Okay. Well, why all the outrage? I mean, look, let's cover this whole thing again. I don't understand why the outrage.
When did racism against white people become okay? Joe Biden put white people last in line for COVID relief funds.
That's a fact. You can go look this up. This is an easily verifiable fact. And one of the most blatant acts of systemic racism, are we allowed to use that word? One of the most blatant acts of systemic racism I have ever seen in my entire life. Joe Biden walked into the White House and immediately said, "Get to the back of the line, whitey." And not only that, I know people who work in banking. Actually, one of my neighbors, we were talking about it. We went out, we did a couples night. She talked about how gross it was, but that order came down from on high. They had to go find all the white people and put them last. Why are you mad? That's a fact. What else did he say?
Kamala Harris said disaster aid should go to non-white citizens first.
She did. I played it for you on the show. That's what she said. They were talking about hurricane relief funds, and she very specifically said that.
Liberal politicians block access to medicine based on skin color.
Did you know that? Because that's a fact. Did you know we have videotape? People took videotape of people being denied medicines during COVID because of the color of their skin. There's one floating around out there. I probably could have grabbed it. I don't really need it, though. But this was official. None for you. You're white. We can't treat you medically. Sorry, you're white. That's a fact.
Progressive corporations, airlines, universities, all openly discriminate against white Americans.
Fact. Those are facts. Corporate America now can be open about it. They're open about it all the time. Universities are open about it. This is something that people have known for a long time. Everyone's always been too scared to talk about it. But I remember when I was a kid. When I was a kid and they had us, you know, one of these days, you hey, come down, everyone needs to go to college type thing. And I wasn't really that interested in that. But I went down and they had this big, I don't want to say pre-internet. It existed, but everything wasn't online. So they had this big binder. And the binder was all these scholarships you're eligible for at college. And I looked at me as a middle-class white kid. And I qualified for nothing. It was nothing. And the entire binder was all the scholarships you qualified for if you were an Indian or you were Hispanic or if you were black in some way. And admissions-wise, the colleges have gotten so blatant about this now. They all want to be these social justice warriors. They'll flat out tell white kids, nope, sorry, got too many whiteys this year. We're going to go get some black people instead. That's a fact. It's a fact.
Racism is always wrong. The left's anti-white bigotry must stop. We are all entitled to equal treatment under law. America First Legal paid for this ad.
So what's the problem? What is the problem? Are people really that protective of their victim status? Because I got to be honest, that's kind of what it feels like. Do you think these things shouldn't be discussed? I don't want to live in a country where life-saving medications are determined by your skin color, yet I do live in a country where life-saving medications are determined by your skin color. And if that was taking place with any other skin color but the white one, it would be not a national outrage, it would be an international outrage. If we as a policy in the United States of America said, hey, we have these COVID drugs are available. Hey, not for you Mexicans. Get to the back of the line, Mexicans. What are you talking about, Jose? You don't get it. The United Nations would get involved. But instead, because it happens to white people, we're not supposed to discuss it. Joe Biden is president of the United States of America. If Joe Biden walked into the office of the presidency and said, all right, we still have these PPP funds. Hey, black people, back of the line, all right? We're going to get the white people taken care of first. You blacks, though, be gone. The United Nations would get involved. It would be an international scandal. But we're not supposed to talk about it? Why are people so up in arms about this whole thing? This kind of talk is now commonplace in our society.
I read a poll just yesterday that white Republican suburban women are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid.
That was Black Sonny Huston on The View. If a white person in any medium referred to black people as, quote, roaches on their TV or radio show, it's not that they would be fired. They would be fired in about half a second. They would be fired. Security would escort them out of the building. They would never, ever, 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 ever be hired by any media company ever again. They almost undoubtedly would have to shut down all their social media accounts. Their children, I bet you, would either be assaulted in school or insulted to the point they would have to leave their school. It would very likely result in you having to relocate your family and possibly change your name when you get to where you're going. And yet, this talk is commonplace all over the place. White this and white that and white roaches and no meds for you, Whitey. No scholarships for you, Whitey. That's a despicable place to be as a country. And so don't expect me ever to do this thing I've been seeing for the last 2 days from the left and the right. What is this ad? This is crazy. This is ridiculous. Did you think you were just going to take a steaming dump on white people endlessly and there was never going to be a response? History shows, no matter what color, no matter what race, no matter what religion, if as a society you choose to demonize people over and over and over and over and over again, there will be a response. We are going to a very, very ugly place in this color revolution the communists are currently putting on the United States of America. It is an ugly place. If you even spend 5 seconds looking into violent crimes that happen out there that take place against white people, you will find out oftentimes it is because of their skin color. People won't talk about it? Why won't you talk about it? Why? I don't get it. I'm not afraid to talk about it. It's ridiculous. All right, let's get to some emails here real quick. This subject says, Abbott, she's talking about Greg Abbott in Texas. Hi, Jesse, I agree he really screwed up the whole lockdown mask thing. The problem is the only real alternative is Beto, so I voted for Abbott. Man, I don't fault any of you for voting for a Republican, even a crappy Republican in this election cycle. Democrats are a bunch of baby-murdering demons now. Of course you're going to vote Republican. I have no problem with that. I just told you I'm not voting for tyrants who believe they have the power to take away my liberty. I saw an article today. It was out of Indiana. I think I have it here in front of me. I just don't feel like looking for it right now. I'm almost positive it was out of Indiana, where a school was shutting down because of the flu. You realize that what they did to us during COVID is now going to put into place things that we can never recover from as a country. We're just going to shut down schools now every time people get sick? The tyrants did that to us. And I hold grudges, but I'm not blaming you if you didn't at all. I wanted to be honest with you. That's why. Now, let me be honest with you about this. Widows and orphans are going to pay the highest price in the coming troubling times with the economy, to put it mildly. They lost the main breadwinner of their home. They won't have that guidance. They need our help. Tunnel to Towers. I don't even want you to take my word for it. I want you to go look up Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers, they come alongside widows and orphans, and when you give money to Tunnel to Towers, it gets to widows and orphans. It gets to catastrophically injured veterans. Think what this economy is like for them when you're not physically able to do as much. They ask you and me for $11 a month. 11 bucks a month. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give 11 bucks a month. T2T.org. All right. The latest stuff on the Pelosi front. Also, people getting fired in the media. What's going on? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. The Jesse Kelly Show. Making
war just for fun. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and man, is there a superstar rising in the GOP. I'm going to play it. No, not me. Chris, everyone knows I'm already risen as a superstar. Gosh, Chris, I meant these young up-and-comers. Everyone knows how huge and important I am. Remember, speaking of important, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is like the most important thing. That's tomorrow. Get your questions emailed in right now. Ask me anything. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, remember we were talking yesterday and we talk a lot about trust. It is critical. It is important that you trust your institutions. Back to our 100-person village we talk about all the time. In our village, we have a guy who's in charge of sanitation. We have a guy who's in charge of the village police department. We have a guy who's in charge of collecting the village taxes. We have these various institutions in our village. How does the village continue to run if half the village thinks the guy in charge of the police is corrupt? How does the village continue to run if the guy who collects taxes is corrupt and people don't trust him anymore? The village doesn't run. The village breaks apart. Trusting your institutions is critical. You don't trust your institutions. I don't trust my institutions. Nor should you. They have violated that trust over and over and over again. But trust has to be earned back. You cannot demand it. You can't censor your way back to trust. You can't scold your way back to trust. You can't. It doesn't work. You have to earn trust back. My problem is this. I want America to be saved. I want to save this place. I love this place. I want it saved. You want it saved. They're not interested in saving it. Or they don't seem interested in saving it. Because if they were interested in saving America, these institutions would be throwing themselves at our feet right now. They would be having these huge internal investigations, public trials. They'd be putting people on trial, sending people to prison. Instead, they just keep building on the lies. More lies and more lies and more lies and more lectures and more lectures and more scolding and more scolding. And they do things that are so nakedly, obviously corrupt. We brought up the Paul Pelosi attack. Paul Pelosi. Immediately, they're blaming it all on Republicans. It's Republicans this and Republicans that and Republicans this. And Biden's still out there talking about
it. We don't settle our differences in America with a riot, a mob, or a bullet, or a hammer. We settle them peaceably at the ballot box.
You said this too.
My friend Paul Pelosi was home alone. The assailant tried to take Paul hostage. He woke him up. He wanted to tie him up. The assailant ended up using a hammer to to smash Paul's skull. Thankfully, by the grace of God, Paul survived. It's hard to even say. After the assailant entered the home asking, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" Those are the very same words used by the mob when they stormed the United States Capitol on January the 6th.
Okay, so trying to blame that on us. Okay. Where's the videotape? I mean, they're complaining. They've been complaining endlessly about us vicious right-wingers coming up with these conspiracy theories about a gay hookup gone wrong or something like that. And that's not true at all. Okay. Show us the tape. You can stop every conspiracy theory right now by showing us the tape. You want to hear a tape? Here's a tape of, well, the San Francisco police.
Are you planning to release the 911 call or any body camera video?
Not at this time.
They don't seem interested at all in earning back our trust. The arrogance that comes with that. Maybe that's just simply what it comes down to. Maybe they know they own all the cultural institutions and they don't really give a crap about our trust because they feel like they have the power to crush us anyway. Now, that would be extremely arrogant because that's simply not true. You cannot have a country. I don't care how much power you have or how many institutions you own. If half the country thinks the institutions are corrupt, you are on the final days of your country existing. You are. Now, not days. It'll take years. But your country is officially a late-stage republic that is on a path to breakup. The only way to bring this country back together is these institutions earning our trust back, and they're not even close to interested in it. It's full speed ahead. It's wild to see. You know what else is wild? People think bananas are yellow. No, hear me out, Chris. Hear me out. People think bananas are wild or yellow. Bananas are white. The peel is yellow. No, it's true. The peel is yellow. You don't eat the peel. The peel isn't the banana. The peel is just the outside. The part you eat is the banana. The part you Kamala down, that's the banana. It's white. Bananas are white. And then I've had people push back on me. Oh, Jesse, then what about apples? I guess apples are white too. You eat the peel on an apple, you psycho. No one doesn't eat the peel, but nobody eats the peel on a banana. Bananas are white, Chris. Talk about anti-white racism. Bananas are white. All right. Shepard Smith, maybe he's white with grief right now. He got his show canceled on CNBC. Jake Tapper got thrown out of primetime on CNN. Don Lemon's failing. Uh-oh. This is happening. Why? This is happening industry-wide. All these media people in trouble, losing their jobs. Is it coming for me next? We'll talk about that in a second. Let's also talk about the fact that that was some pretty ugly economic news Reserve Chairman Powell gave us. So let's do some things that'll actually help. How about cutting your cell phone bill in half? In half. That's what my family did. Well, we had four lines. Average family saves almost $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. Our bill got cut in half. We were with T-Mobile. We're now with Pure Talk. Half. That's significant, man. Plus, you're funding a company that actually loves you. CEO is a veteran. They love the country so much. They choose Americans as their customer service agents. When you talk to someone there, they speak English. It's almost bizarre. I can understand them, and they can understand me. What kind of a world is this? Takes less than 10 minutes to switch. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right. Before I play this media stuff, I think we have a star on the rise. I'll play it in a second. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, coming fresh off the day where Joe Biden once again brought the country together. He was his chief of staff today.
The president decided a few days ago that it was important to issue one final warning on this issue to make very...
One final warning? Who do these people think they are? Remember, Joe Biden is just a jerk. A lot of this comes down to, I mean, yes, all these people are vicious communists and they're vindictive and whatnot, but Joe Biden's a jerk. Who in the world told him that was going to be a good idea? And again, back to the trust in institutions. We don't trust our elections. You don't trust them. I don't trust them. You can't say this or shouldn't say this if you're interested in earning our trust back.
We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. That many states don't start counting those ballots till after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases we won't know the winner of the election for a few days, until a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots.
That's not interested in earning trust back. You know what you'd say as president? Democrat or Republican, if you wanted people to trust these elections, and remember, trust in elections is a really critical part of having a free country. If a high enough percentage of the people don't trust them, you're in very deep trouble. And right now, we're in very deep trouble. If you're a president presiding over a country like that, you stand up and say, it is ridiculous that these votes can't be counted on election day. It makes us look terrible. It opens us up for corruption. And I am sorry that has happened in this country. We are digging into it at a state by state level, and we're going to fix this. And we're going to bring you election results on election day on time because we want your trust. That's what you say if you're interested in earning back trust. You know what you say if you're not at all interested in it? You say this.
We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. That many states don't start counting those ballots till after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases we won't know the winner of the election for a few days, until a few days after the election.
And you don't ever say this.
The great irony about the 2020 election is that it's the most attacked election in our history. And yet, there's no election in our history that we can be more certain of its results. Every legal challenge that could have been brought was brought.
You don't tell half the country when they don't trust the election that it was the safest election ever and you're threatening democracy if you question it. That only makes the distrust worse. All right. Now, Carrie Lake, running for governor in Arizona, is a star. I don't know her personally, by the way. We're not friends. I've had her on my TV show a couple times. Remember, I have a TV show on every night on the first TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. So I've had her on a couple times, but I don't know her personally at all. But you know how you can see people? I mean, if sports, you can see this. You can see this in various industries. You can see it in your industry, probably. Maybe you are that one, but you see someone or you hear someone and you can just tell from 10,000 miles away, that's a star. This is a long piece of audio. It's like a minute 45. I'm going to let it play. This human being is a star. In Arizona, you're lucky to get to vote for her. I'm telling you right now, don't get too comfortable with her, because this lady is going to be a national star of some kind.
The mother of Brian... The mother of Brian Signe, the Capitol Police officer that died the day after January 6th, she, in an attack ad, is saying that people like you specifically are responsible for her son's death. I'm curious what you think when you hear that.
What's her name?
The mother of Brian Sicknick?
Yeah.
I think it's Cindy Sicknick.
Cindy, I just want to say to Cindy Sicknick, I'm so sorry about the death of your son. It is tragic. I'm a mother myself, and that is, it breaks my heart. That is a wound when you lose a child, no matter how old they are, that never heals. And so I don't want to disparage her. She doesn't know me. I wasn't anywhere near the Capitol on January 6th. And I understand that her son died, I think, the following day of a stroke or natural causes. And I feel for her, and I see the pain in her eyes. And I would never try to disparage or hurt her, because I know when a mother has pain like that, there's no way to heal that. And that's why I feel for these moms and dads who hit me up on the campaign trail and they grab me. And you can spot them from across the room. There is a loss in their lives that can never be replaced. And we're losing thousands of young people. When they tell me they lost a son to fentanyl, when they lost a daughter to fentanyl poisoning, this is why we are pushing so hard to secure that border and stop fentanyl from pouring across. I'm used to attack ads. I've had probably more money spent against me than any candidate in Arizona in attack ads. But the people know me here. They're not believing what they're seeing in the attack ads. I've been in their homes for 27 years. And additionally, besides attack ads, I've had 100% negative lying coverage by the fake news of me and my campaign and our people. And so we've withstood that, and we will win, and we're going to do great things for Arizona despite what you guys say.
That's a star. And let me explain something. I've explained it before. Let's talk about it again really briefly, because I want to get to some emails. We have to talk about media people getting fired and how exciting that is and all kinds of other things. But Trump, remember, he was the first system disruptor. The first should get a ton of credit for being the first. Trump deserves a mountain of credit for being the first one out there to step in and try to disrupt the system. Now, people will point out, and I have pointed out, things Trump screwed up. He screwed up this. His hiring and firing sucked. The Operation Warp Speed was a disaster. He locked down the country. People have pointed these things out, and all that stuff's fair. But do keep in mind, he was the first, and the first is always the worst because he doesn't know. We don't know. I'll be honest. I knew things were bad. When Trump got elected, I knew it was bad. I had no idea how bad until I saw the entire corrupt system join together to purge Trump out of it. He didn't know. I didn't know. You probably didn't know. Now we know. The first is always the worst. They only get, I don't know if I should say better. Going forward from here, they get smarter. They do, because they see how the last guy screwed up. They look at the various screw-ups of Trump, and they'll get smarter. They get smarter, and that's good, but there is a, I don't know that I want to call it bad. Where it ends is bad, but there is something else they get. They get meaner. They get meaner. The media thinks Donald Trump was mean to them. Donald Trump regularly sits down for extended multi-day interviews with full-blown communist journalists who've done nothing but trash him. And then they go right back after the interview and use the interview to trash him some more. Ron DeSantis won't even talk to the press. He won't grant interviews. Carrie Lake does the same thing. If she talks to them, it's just to embarrass them in front of everybody. The media thought Trump was mean. Oh, the next generation will be meaner. But I have something else to tell you, and it's going to sound depressing, but I don't mean it to be. It's just, remember, it's always bigger than an individual. It's bigger than Carrie Lake or Trump or DeSantis or Harry D or any of them. The system will eventually destroy Lake and Ron DeSantis too. They will. System disruptors, it takes a long time. When you have a corrupt system this entrenched, it takes time. So after they go down, you'll get new ones. And the next ones, they'll be smarter and meaner. And then if that one goes down, the next one will be smarter and meaner. And then when that, you see where we're going from here, and that's how you end up with the right-wing dictator I've warned about 1,000 times. That's how you end up with the Franco. That's how you end up with the Pinochet. They get smarter, which is good, and they get meaner, which is good to a certain point, but at a certain point, now you're Pinochet holding journalists hostage, holding musicians hostage and breaking all the bones in their hands and making them play guitar before you kill them. Eventually, too mean gets to be a problem and it takes your nation to a very dark place. But that's where we're going. All right. Well, on that sunny note, let's talk about media people getting fired. Shoot, let's talk about Israel, baby. Apparently, they just had another election. Chris, I don't understand how you people do it. I think there's an election in Israel every 15 minutes. Netanyahu's in, he's out, he's in, he's out, he's back in. I don't know how this happens all the time. I don't understand it. Maybe we'll ask when we're over there. Maybe we'll just say, hey, did he make Israel great again? What, Chris? Anyway, we're going as a Jesse Kelly Show team next July. Next July, we're going to go spend 10 days and geek out in the Holy Land on Jesus stuff, on history stuff, on King David stuff. It's going to be awesome. Can you imagine how much stupid fun that's going to be? Go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse and sign up today, okay? ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or if you're on the road, call 877-234-3002. I do have to give you a heads up. We can't take everyone. It's kind of a first come, first serve thing. They're limited. Nothing I can do about that. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I like me some Billy Squire. Billy Squire had some jams, didn't he, Chris? Somebody complimented the show's music. We always get these compliments on the show music. And where it's always, who picks the music? Who picks the music? Oh, I pick it all. I pick all of it. I pick all. What, Chris? Okay, I don't pick any of it. It's always Chris or Michael or something. But I did give some guidance on the kind of music I wanted. I'll tell you, that's one of the things I always thought was weird about radio. It's an audio medium, right? I mean, you're not watching me do this unless you're watching me on the simulcast, I guess. But it's an audio medium. Why is all the radio music so lame? Why don't people play rock music or something like that? Get the people going, baby. That's what we do here in my band, too. Deleterious Consequences. Oh, yes, Chris brought up, we have a show playlist. If you like the songs, there's a playlist of the songs we play on Spotify. It's free. Just look up Jesse Kelly Show playlist. It's right there. Oh, Chris, do you have the song somebody wrote? The song the guy wrote. Okay, so we get very interesting things from you on the show. People email the show. Remember, by the way, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email your questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But people send us some of the most fantastic stuff. Some of it's a little weird, but some of it's fantastic. We love it all. We love it all. Remember, all your emails, I should go to Chris. He prints them out for me. I read them. Well, you know how I'm a front man of a band, Deleterious Consequences. We're still writing our first song, but somebody decided to use my voice and snippets from the show and wrote us about 20 seconds of our first song. And I've got to tell you, Chris, I like this collaboration.
Deleterious Consequences.
What, Chris?
Na, 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 na. Studio. Na, 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 na.
That's so good. That's so good. You have too much time on your hands, and that's hilarious, by the way. That's freaking hilarious. Did you see, Chris, did we put the pumpkin up on social media? Somebody carved my face into a pumpkin for Halloween, and it's really good. I'll be honest with you, it had a little too much hair, and that hurts to say. Look, that hurts. That hurts to say, but it had a little too much hair. Oh, I do need to address something else. Hero Gun. I've been telling you a lot about Hero Gun over and over and over again. I've been telling you about Hero Gun, about how I want you to get a Hero Gun and keep it on you, and get a Hero Gun and keep it on you, and get a Hero Gun and keep it on you at all times. And the person you love the most, who's not in your home, who you can't watch over all the time, get them one of these. There is no excuse. It's a non-lethal gun. So that daughter of yours, Daddy, I don't like guns. Fine. Don't even call it a Hero Gun. Just, we're getting you a Hero. Tell her that. I mentioned the Hero Arrow. I love the Hero Arrow, too, a lot. I guess they're sold out right now. So stick with the Hero Gun. The second they get more Hero Arrows in, I will let you know. You bought all the Hero Arrows. We're going to get some more, okay? Remember, it does not require a concealed carry permit, this Hero Gun. You just point and squeeze. It has a laser sight. Anybody can use it. Point, squeeze. It will stop somebody. It will stop someone from hurting the person you love. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. All right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Now, let's get to some emails. Jesse, I called Carhartt today to see if they'd change their policy on the vax mandate. Remember, Carhartt passed down some horrible vaccine mandate for their employees. He said, or she says, they have not. I'm sure they are hoping we all just forgot that they forced their employees to be part of the science experiment or lose their jobs. I called Duluth Trading too. They never had a vax mandate and still don't. Spend those Christmas dollars wisely, my friends. Thanks for all you do. When you send me these, we are going to check these out, and then I'm going to bring these to you on the air from now through Christmas. Because putting your money where your morals are is something we all have to live, and it's something we all have to be better at, myself included. I actually forgot Carhartt did that. Until I got this email, I forgot that they did that. put your money where your morals are. I know we're all going to be out Christmas shopping soon, especially because the sales are going to be coming soon. And since we're all pretty much broke, thanks to Joe Biden, you have to get in on the sales. When you get heads up on things like this, tell me, okay? Jesse, when Trump gets arrested, how will Secret Service be able to protect him? He's more, he's at more risk than Epstein. They'll just reward whatever criminal does their dirty work. I don't know how that works. We've never had a president in this situation before. Look, maybe he won't be arrested. Maybe it'll just be indicted. Maybe it'll be probation. But I think they're going to arrest him because I don't think they have a way to stop this train now. They've told everyone in their base that he's the Antichrist for 6 years now. He's the Antichrist, threat to democracy, Hitler. Would you stop prosecuting Hitler? Look, you can say that's crazy, and I can say that's crazy, and it is crazy. That's what they believe. What wouldn't you do to Hitler? I think they're going to go after him all the way. How it works in jail, I don't know. But when it comes to Trump and in his personal safety, remember, I don't care how much of a deranged conspiracy theorist I sound like. Open a freaking history book. System disruptors, even ones here in America, they get killed sometimes. Pray for Donald Trump's safety. I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. That doesn't matter to me. I don't want to see anything happen to him. And I hope you don't either. That man and his family, pray for your safety. Remember how this works. There are many, many rich, powerful people out there. When you're rich and powerful, you have access. That's what money really buys you. Access. Access to what? Anything. Better food. Pretty girls, better cars, bigger houses, boats, planes, better health care, better clothes, better buys you access. Money also buys you access to bad people who do things for money. That's simply a fact. That's the history of the world. How many powerful people across the globe, not just in America, remember, China freaking hates Trump because of how hard he was on them. How many people, powerful people across the globe, do you have to tick off before one of them chooses to use his access? No, I don't have anything specific, and I hope none of this comes to fruition. But my buddy Daryl Cooper with the Martyr Made podcast, he's the one who made this point, and I totally agree with this point. If Trump had been reelected, I would have worried a lot for his safety. When Trump announces he's going to run again, if it's looking like he's going to win, I worry about the man. I do. And look, I hope nothing happens. I hope all this stuff passes over and nothing happens. But I'm not under any delusion about the level of corruption and evil in our system. We have corrupt, evil people that run the United States of America now, that run our administrative state. It's really, really ugly out there. A lot of people are highly, highly invested in Donald Trump never coming back to the White House. All right. I forgot to get to the media people. I got distracted. Let's get the media people getting fired. What's going on? Hang on.
Some say life. This is an iHeart podcast.